jabronis hit the jackpot.
That jabroni you have sitting in your studio.
Ow.
Is this jabroni's name?
Jabroni of the week.
Now, before I get to my dishonorable mentions, I got to bring up one thing here about who I was actually considering for Jabroni of the week, but I'm not going to include her because she's been such a good sport about what happened. I don't think she deserves it. She's taken everything, and she's just laughing about it. It's a women's basketball player from Drury who, and I'm losing her name right now, but she... Oh, my goodness. I can't.
I thought she retweeted you.
She liked my tweet.
Oh, okay.
And I can't believe I can't find her name. It's not listed in the story here. But she lost a shoe against in a game against Rockhurst. That they blew out Rockhurst, but she got juked out of her shoe, and then she just couldn't find herself. She couldn't get off the floor. She kept slipping. She kept falling in transition. She tried to make a stop and just tumbles to the floor. She made a complete fool out of herself.
Lexi Vaught.
There we go. I knew it was Vaught, but I couldn't think of her first name. But she's been such a good sport about it, I decided not to even... I would mention her, but it wouldn't include her in Dishonorable Mentions or even Jabroni of the Week. But now we'll get to my Dishonorable Mentions. Got to start with Joakim Noah. You brought this up to me, and I saw the highlight, and it's not even... I dare even call it a highlight, because a man who gets paid $72 million to play for the New York Knicks... You should hit the rim every time you make a free throw attempt. Well, first of all, his release is so weird anyway. He kind of puts his hands on the side of the ball and just kind of shoves with his right hand. And he airballed last night against Indiana, and the look on his face is pretty class. It's just something you'll probably never forget because he's so disgusted with himself because as soon as he releases the ball, he knows he had missed it.
It was the worst airball free throw I've ever seen.
It's terrible.
It was bad.
If you come up short, I understand. If you go wide left or wide right, that's pretty bad.
He needs to go granny style like my guy with the Rockets.
All right. I got to bring up the WWE Raw crowd at Cleveland last night because the WWE loves to troll the crowd at Cleveland every single time. A few times back, they had Seth Rollins go out there and say, Johnny Manziel, Johnny Idiot Face will never win you a championship.
Even Johnny Idiot Face is never going to win you a title.
The time after that... Seth Rollins came out and said the Cleveland Indians will not win a World Series, and he was right about that. The time after that, they faked an Undertaker return, and then last night,
that's funny,
they faked a Triple H return. His music just came out of nowhere while Seth Rollins was wrestling. The place just, the lid just comes off the arena, and people are losing their minds, and he doesn't come out. And Seth Rollins ends up losing a match, and that's basically they're trying to set up a match between Triple H and Seth Rollins at WrestleMania. Well, Triple H is in Washington, D.C. with Stephanie, his wife, because Stephanie's mom, Linda, has had her confirmation hearing today to basically become a member of Donald Trump's cabinet.
To Gallagher, was he there?
He was.
I saw your tweet. Yeah, I saw your tweet about that. Did you watch him last night?
I did not. I wasn't by a TV. I was at the gym when I saw that, unfortunately.
My last dishonorable mention, I got to bring up Duke last night. I mentioned this during my Game Sports update yesterday as well about how this is just should be a blowout. It's NC State. The Wolfpack, they had lost four of their previous five games. A couple weeks before that, they had lost by 51 at North Carolina. Yet last night, they go to Cameron Indoor, and they beat Duke 84-82. Grayson Allen continues to struggle a little bit, and the Wolfpack hadn't even won there since 1995.
Yeah, Duke's got some real issues right now.
I love it, personally.
Yeah.
But I fully back your Jabroni of the Week. I'm ready to get in some shots here if we're going to kick this dead horse.
Well, let me just mention it, and I'll let you go.
Okay.
The NFL playoffs.
Awful. Just awful. Yeah. I love the conference championship weekend, and both of those games were so bad. I was not paying attention, and this is my own fault, I realize, but I thought the game kicked at 3 the first game, and so I had been watching. I actually had like recorded the end of Chris Berman doing his last NFL countdown, and I was watching the end of that, and then flip over and realize, oh, it's already like the end of the first quarter. It's 17-0. I mean, the game's already over, so I'm hoping the next game will be good. And no, instead I just had to listen to Brady opine the whole time about how good Tom Brady and the Patriots are, and it made me want to vomit.
Wait, why would you subject yourself to that? That's your choice.
Well, I thought it might be a good game. thought I might see him lose.
Man, I want the assurance that the Patriots are going to lose before I watch a Patriots game with Brady.
No, well, and I mean, I actually do kind of like the Patriots, but man, it was just, oh, God. Combine that with the Chiefs, who, you're welcome, NFL playoffs, took part in one of the two games the entire playoff season that's been any good.
Yeah, it was pretty bad all around.
We are owed a classic Super Bowl.
We might get one. It's expected. The odds makers are saying that it could be the highest scoring Super Bowl of all time, which, as a Big 12 football fan, I totally support that idea.
Yeah, we should all love that, right?
Yeah. I'm not watching any 9-6 Super Bowls. Except, not about that.
Except we are the fans of the Big 12's best defense, are we not?
That's true. Good point.
Gosh. All right. That's going to do it for the show. K-State Hoops is coming up in an hour. Thanks for listening today. We will be back at it tomorrow. For Mitch and Tyler, I'm John. Thanks for listening to the game.
Shop local from Flooring.